we've had over 1,493 inquiries to the hotline since it opened. And I think we've carried out round about 560 one-to-one advisory sessions. I think there was obviously nobody expected this to happen. The impact was felt very quickly by business. Government announced all these schemes, but little detail behind them. And businesses just needed somewhere very quickly that they could turn to just find out exactly what it meant and what it meant for them. Things like the small business rate relief, the grants for retail, leisure and tourism, the business interruption loan, and I think probably one of the big ones is the furlough scheme. I think the services has actually provided a great relief for Kent businesses. You know, the government brings out reams of paper on a service, and actually you read through it, but actually there's very little detail in there. So actually somebody to talk about your situation and specifically, you know, what are you entitled to? What support is out there without having to go through all the different schemes to see if you can actually qualify for them? The businesses that we've helped has actually covered all businesses across all sectors and all sizes, whether they're a sole trader, whether it's a large business, whether it's somebody in retail or whether it's somebody in manufacturing. You know, this service, you know, this service has helped businesses right across the board, because, you know, what's happening to us at the business community at the moment isn't sector specific. You know, there's not one business out there that isn't being affected at the moment. And obviously one of the key issues now facing all businesses obviously is going to be cash flow. I think there'll be a few more announcements of government, and particularly some tweaking around the schemes that are already out there. And the one thing is the government briefing is usually about 5 o'clock, and you know, it's our job really to really digest that. So when businesses call first thing in the morning, we can actually be up to speed and advise them accordingly. But also, you know, if schemes are tweaked, to go back to those that have already called in to actually let them know the changes, because it might be the difference between them being able to apply and not being able to apply. But there are some gaps in the support that's being offered by government. You know, there are many that find themselves sort of out of what's on offer, particularly like limited companies where the director takes dividends and doesn't actually take a salary. And obviously there's the newly self-employed as well. So, you know, there are gaps in the service where some businesses just aren't being supported. And if you look at the business rates grants, although they've been really welcomed by the small businesses who have actually been able to get them, and also the retail and leisure sectors, there's many mid-sized businesses that are having to face paying out their rates, but actually have little and in some cases no income. So it's something there's lots of issues there for us still to work with government, which we're doing on a daily basis through the British Chambers of Commerce, to see how we can actually get support for those businesses.